What would you call a sound made by a calf when the calf is being weaned?
You mean gonna wean the calf?
Yeah, and you say, what do you call that noise that he makes?
Bawling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about a cow when she's hungry?
Well, she'll bawl too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And a horse when he's hungry?
Well, he won't bawl, but he'll... I always called it neckered, but uh-huh. I don't know whether that's right.
No. Yeah. And what do you call a hen when you give her a bunch of eggs and let her hatch them?
Well, you'd call that a setting hen, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I talked to a fella up by Okarchi, a German settlement up there.
In what?
By Okarchi, Okarchi, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He said they always called it a cluck. It's the first time I've heard that in Oklahoma.
Yeah, cluck. Well, I never did.
That's a German word.
Yeah. You mean when she's setting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a setting hen, but a cluck.
Yeah. Oh, we always say, I've always, all my life, heard them say that old hen's a setting. If she's setting, don't break her up or something like that.
Yeah.
There. And then if you got too many of them got setting and quit laying, they'd tell you to go out there and catch them old setting hen and put them in that coop and break them from setting.
Uh-huh.
And keep them in there about 10 days and turn them out and they'd be done. They wouldn't try to set anymore.
Uh-huh. Did you ever put a little artificial egg in the nest when you wanted the chickens to come back and lay in it?
Yeah, and they call that a nest egg.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did you call that, or what do you call that piece of chicken that comes right out of here and has a bone like this in it?
Well, they'd call that a pulley bone.
Yeah?
That's what these children... People fight over a lot, ain't it?
Yeah, I like a thigh.
Yeah.
Grab hold of the bone and eat away.
Yeah, they break it. Make a whoosh.
What do you say it is, what time when the animals get hungry and you have to go out and feed them and do the work?
Well, you call it feeding, I guess. It's you'd have to go out and feed the cattle or horses or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Chore time, feeding time?
Or? Yeah, I'd call it shore times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you call your... Well, I guess now you use a pickup horn if you want your cows to come in, don't you?
Yeah, you use a horn on it or just call them always. Just call them my cattle.
How did you call them?
Just call them... Go to hollering right loud and sook.
Sook, huh?
Yeah, that'll uh-huh. get them.
And if you're milking them and you want them to stand still?
Well, you say so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And if you want them to move a leg so you can get in there?
Well, you say back your leg, or just push it back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you call your calves when you wanted them to come in?
Well, they say sukaf, go to hollering that way.
Uh-huh. And your horses?
Well, I always just say cope.
Uh-huh.
Whistle a few times.
Uh-huh. How about pigs when you want them to come?
Well, you just say piggy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And if you want to call an old hog, you got to say... Let's see, you don't say suey, that's when you want them to get away from them. Dang, if I call hog now, but I used to call him good. Well, you do this call out loud, pig, that way, but it's a lot louder than that.
Uh-huh.
They'll come in.
How about your chickens?
Well, you just say, I always just hear them say chick, that way, and they'll uh-huh. come if you feed them that way.
Have you ever heard anybody call sheep?
No, I don't believe I ever heard that.
We just don't raise many sheep in Oklahoma.
What?
We just don't raise many sheep in Oklahoma.
No, I guess not. It ain't many around here.
It's too good for cattle.